We're here at Syngenta's Media Day in Raleigh, North Carolina, and with me in this interview is Roger Kimball. You are head of crop genetics research for Syngenta, and we're able to provide us with a global research overview. Give us a little summary here to get started on where things stand and just what the global research business is like for Syngenta.
In the biotech arena, aimed at our seeds business, our target is to really have high-producing varieties. So we work on a full suite of input traits: insect resistance, herbicide resistance, disease resistance, yield, drought tolerance. And then layered on top of those, we are working on some exciting output traits, some for the ethanol corn to ethanol industry, and some for the modified oil soybean industry.
Can you tell us a little bit about the facilities you have and where they are and just a little bit about the magnitude of what you have in terms of your investment into the whole R&D area?
We right now are at Syngenta Biotechnology, Inc., which is the global center for biotechnology research in Syngenta. We spend about $822 million a year on R&D. Not enough of it comes here, of course, but we get our fair shake. So we're the discovery engine, if you will, of the research that we do in biotechnology, and we are supported by other sites that do the crop protection chemical research that we partner with, and also other sites that use the molecular markers and precision breeding work that that we ship out, if you will, from SBI to these applied labs, and they work directly with the breeders to speed up the breeding systems that we use for our crops.
Well, when you look at it in terms of, besides dollars, the people that are involved, from what I remember, you have what sounds like a pretty substantial investment in terms of bringing people on board to do this type of research.
Yeah, we have about 260 people here on site. Almost 200 of them are scientists. And to do this type of work, you need a really broad skill base. So we have people here with all the skills that we need to be able to get biotech products and seeds out of the door. And of course, the benefit is that we're all under one roof, so it makes it a lot easier working together, and we can just progress a lot faster because of that.
What do you think is the most exciting thing that you're doing in the whole research area that they might be interested in right now?
Well, clearly it depends on the type of crops they grow and what interests they have. But what excites me most now is our ability to produce enzymes in corn especially. Mm-hmm. And the corn amylase product that we have under development is really, really exciting. It's going to revolutionize the ethanol industry.
What would you tell people about what Syngenta is doing and the fruits of that coming down the line?
Well, I think people often think about having to think up new traits, to get people excited. But what we're doing here at Syngenta is really still focusing on yield per acre. So we are going to maintain a full suite of input traits in our products so that the growers can maximize their production. And, of course, we're going to need to do that to meet the food and industrial demands that we need to have. So it's keeping that platform, making ourselves the customer's first choice because of that platform. And then we can add these so-called, exciting traits on top. And, of course, as I said, the amylase trait is very exciting, and we have products for animal nutrition and for the food markets as well.
How about the whole regulatory area and consumer perception or fears or concerns? How does that affect what you're doing even today?
Well, it makes it expensive. for every biotech trait we take to the market in corn or soy, it costs us $40 or $50 million to get to that. And a lot of those costs are in regulatory. So, we are in the most regulated business that anybody has ever heard of. It's somewhat predictable in NAFTA, but of course, when you're working on corn and soybeans with the international trade that's open to them, we have to spend a lot of money getting registrations in export countries as well. And that's where it's a little more difficult because it's quite this whole area is quite new to those regulatory authorities, and the goalposts change on you quite a bit. So it lengthens the time that it takes to get a product to market, and it gives you, you know, this sort of lack of absolute preciseness of when you're going to be able to launch your market, because you never quite know, you know, what the regulatory authorities are going to throw in front of you. But it's, you know, we have to do it. It makes sense. We want safe products, so we'll spend the money and get there.
Is there anything else that you would want growers in particular to know about what Syngenta is doing in terms of research and development at this point that we haven't touched on?
You know, we want the growers to know that we want to be their number one choice. We are committed to developing new products and to making the products that we get on the market better and to meet their needs. We're not going to be, you know, a shot in the dark outfit. We're going to make them as much money as we possibly can.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure that's what growers would like to hear, that last part there. And that's Roger Kemble. He is the head of crop genetics research for Syngenta. And from the Syngenta Media Day, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.